What is that you said? What is that you said, Uncle Bob?
What about?
The machine went off. I didn't hear you.
I said I'm glad Noah got acquainted with you because I believe he's a good man and I want him to be with a good man.
Well, tell me, where were you born, Uncle Bob?
I was born not far from this place, up to the south, west of here, about 5 miles.
And how old are you?
Well, now, I told you about older than 7 or something, 2 or 3. My daddy told me I was 19 years old on the 18th of December. And that's all I could go by.
18th of December when?
Well, 1880.
Yeah. And you don't know how to figure how much that is makes you now?
No, sir. I'm a poor figure.
You told me a story or two about yourself and about your father as we came along. What were they?
Well, just mention it so I know what you're talking about, and I can start it over again, I reckon.
Well, was your father a songster like you?
Nothing but old hymns. He was a regular church man.
Well, what kind of songs did you sing when you were young?
Well, I didn't just holler reels, just fiddle reels, you know, all the time, my singing.
Were you a fiddler yourself?
No, sir, no, sir. I couldn't make no music at all.
Well, you could make music with your mouth.
Oh, yes, sir, I could do that. I sure would do that. Everywhere you hear me singing a song, a reel.
And out in the field, what'd you do when you were working?
That's what I'd do, hollering, singing reels.
And what was it you sang about the cotton?
About Little Joe?
Yeah.
Little Joe, my Sam told me to pick a little cotton. The boy said, done for the seeds all right.
Well, I say it just like you did to me in the car and say it louder.
My Sam told me to pick a little cotton. The boy said, done, seeds all right. Get out of the way, old Dan Tucker. Come too late to get your supper. That's all the way I ever did sing.
Well, how did you tell me you used to call your sweetheart out at night?
Let me see. I never forgot what I was to holler. What's all the
holler? In holler.
Just tell me one word of it so I know what you're talking about.
You said you didn't have any starch or soap.
Yeah. No soap.
Louder. Sing it louder.
No soap. No starch. Nobody to wash my clothes. Nobody to wash my clothes. I hate to say anything about my voice. It broke.
Well, didn't you say you used to sing that in the field, too?
Yeah, I sang that in the field, too. Yes.
Would your sweetheart be out there in the field?
No, she'd be joining fields, you know.
Well, what were some of the other old field hollers that you used to have?
I'm going home. That's one of them.
Well, when you wanted to summon the boy from across the creek, way far off, how would you notify him?
I just hollered that holler. You hear me holler. And he'd answer me way over yonder.
Well, what was the holler?
That same thing I was saying. No soap, no starch, nobody to wash my clothes, nobody to wash my clothes. That same old holler. And he'd answer me way out of his field.
What'd he say?
Ma'am?
What would he say?
Well, he'd sing the same thing.
And how would he sing it? Sing it like he did.
No soap, no starch, nobody to wash my clothes, nobody to wash my clothes. And if he took a notion then, he'd say, I'm going home. I know that he's coming as soon as he got supper.
into White Folk Kitchen. I'm looking for him.
Now, you told me about the man that you worked for 10 or 12 years.
Mr. Noel?
Yeah, and you said he's the meanest man in the country.
Well, they said so. Them Noels work for the meanest people the world around.
Well, how'd they treat you?
They treat me all right. Now one of them never did cuss at me the whole 12 years. And didn't care what I went to them for, I got it. Bowls of flour, middles of meat, cash, molasses, money, any time. Now that Judge Noel, as the oldest boy, if his store would be full of hands, you know, he would want them all to know what he'd done. I'd just tell him, give me your pencil and piece of paper. He'd hand it to him and I'd write on that and tell him I want $5 pizza. I'd hand it to him, go on by my business. First thing you know, he'd come on by me, text me and give it to me. He'd do me that way just as sure as he's just as sure as I'm living.
Well, now, what was it the old merchant? What was it the old merchant told you? You told the old merchant down here at
Mr.
Mooringport.
Me and him was talking down one day and wasn't nobody in there but me.
Now say exactly what you said now.
Yes. Wasn't nobody in there but me and him and his son and his son's daughter. And I said, Mr. Crawford, I forgot what this exactly how old I was, but anyhow, I said, I'm 61 or 2 years old, and I never had no trouble in my life. I said, I never asked the Noel's for a nickel, but they didn't give it to me in my life, and now one of them never cussed at me. And said, so I ain't never been summoned, and ain't never been arrested, and ain't never been to the jailhouse but twice in my life, and ain't been to the courthouse but twice. He looked at me and cussed. He said, well, Paul Bob it down. That ain't too much for a nigger to say. He said, ain't that white man can say any better than that. He said, ain't. I said, well, I'm telling you the truth. I said, and you can ask these people all around Mooringport that know me, and they'll tell you I ain't never been no trouble since I've been there.
Well, you said you hadn't been to the jailhouse but twice. Did they put you in jail twice?
No, sir, just went by there.
Went by the jail?
Down the street, yes.
Well, when you had friends in jail, didn't you go to see them?
I didn't go to see them because I always said, practice makes perfect. Out of crowd said so, and I just wouldn't go to see them. I said, no, I ain't going to see them. I said, practice makes perfect. I ain't going there. But Lord knows I'm telling you the truth what I said.
How much school did you go to?
I never went to school a day in my life, not an hour. Hey, howdy.
Yeah, we got you.
Howdy, yeah. How you both feeling? Well, no one here can tell you I never went to school all in my life.
Well,
what
is it, still running here? Well, go ahead. Talk to Noah.
He can tell you I never went to school all in my life.
Uh-huh.
Not all.
Well, could you read and write?
I can read and write too. I can send a letter all over this world if I just know where to send it. Of course, I can't write it pretty like people do, but anywhere I know where to send it, I can send it.
Well, how'd you learn to write?
Well, my daddy just turned out how to spell a little at night. But after that, then he set the copies, and I take copies and just learn myself.
And how'd you learn to read?
Well, he learned midnight. He said he wasn't no educated man. He could just read print. And he'd sit up at night and teach his children. That's the way we learned.
I heard a story about a judge asking a colored boy on the witness stand. He said, Jim, can you read writing? He said, no, sir, Judge. I can't even read reading. But you could read reading and write and go.
Yes. And they had a preacher feeding his trying to make a preacher out of him, and they asked him, did he know theology? He said, no, sir, I never know that man in my life. I never even been acquainted with him. So I don't know about no nothing like that.
How old were you when you joined the church?
I was 19 years old.
And how old were you when you got married?
I was just in my 20s. Huh? Just started in my 20s.
Well, did your wife make you join the church?
No, sir. Just joined myself. Just took a notion and joined myself.
Well, how have you got along so well in life? What's been your principles?
Well, people around, ask the people, anybody you know around here, ask about my principles. I just went on, just know, I just learned and know what is right to do, and I always try to do what's right.
Well, that's a mighty good way to do it,
Paul. Yes, sir, I know what's right, and I tried my best to do what's right in everything I do.
How many times have you voted?
Ain't voted but twice. Voted for whiskey once, and voted the president election once.
What president election?